Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of the du'as to read before going to sleep. As we explained, that a mu'min is not in ghaflat at any time. All the time he is conscious of Allah Ta'ala, he is conscious of his object of life, he is conscious of the journey of life, he is conscious of the fact that this ruh that Allah Ta'ala has given him, the soul that Allah Ta'ala has given him, Allah Ta'ala can take it away at any time. So therefore I must not be ever involved in any type of guna. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that always ask yourself this question, what if? What if the angel of death had to take my soul away now? Will I be passing away in a good condition? Will I be passing away in a good place? Will I be happy to pass away in this condition? If the angel of death, Allah Ta'ala says, or Allah Ta'ala makes, commands the angel of death to take my life away, what if? What will be my condition at that time? So therefore a believer at every moment he's careful, conscious. He's never in ghaflat. Whether he's on the aeroplane now, and now everyone around him is laughing and joking and the screens are on, and now it's so easy for him to look at haram, see haram, and become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Even there, a person who's connected with Allah Ta'ala will have his gaze lowered. He'll be making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Be conscious that I'm on this journey on the air, but in hakikat, in the reality, I'm on the journey from dunya to akhirat. I'm on the journey towards my Allah Ta'ala. So therefore a person is extremely careful wherever he is. If he's in any shop, a person is in his business, a person is on the road, wherever he may be. Sometimes he may have to go to a shop to buy something, and then around there may be many other things that attract his attention. But there also he's got his gaze lowered and he's conscious of Allah Ta'ala. What if Allah Ta'ala takes my life away in this condition? It must be such that I pass away with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So if a person has got this in him, I think he'll never be sitting in the car with the music on loudly, just driving heedlessly, person looking at haram. This will never ever be his condition. So therefore we learn from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this consciousness that must come alive in us at every moment, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala is what we normally term as iman, term as yaqeen. A person is conscious all the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this helps a person to navigate and to move through life. Even the difficulties, so-called difficulties of life become easy when a person has got his trust, got his yaqeen, has got his tawajjuh, has got his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, today we do a hadith that we did, you know. The previous chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has specifically brought it again, because this is to do with the dua, specifically at the time of sleeping. So he brought it previously in du'as of morning and du'as of at the evening, and now he's bringing it specifically in du'as to read at the time of sleeping. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha akhada madhaja'ahu nafatha fi yadayhi wa qara'a bil mu'awwidhat wa masaha bihima jasadahu, muttafaqun alayhi, wa fi riwayatin lahuma أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أوى إلى فراشه كل ليلة جمع كفيه ثم نفث فيهما فقرأ فيهما قل هو الله أحد وقل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس ثم مسح بهما ما استطاع من جسده يبدأ بهما على رأسه ووجهه وما أقبل من جسده يفعل ذلك 3 times متفق عليه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam retired to his bed, he would blow into his hands, recite the mu'awwidhatain, that is Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, and wipe them over his body. So the first riwayat is telling us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would blow into his hands. So first he would blow into his hands, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. The next riwayat is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. So the second riwayat has got an addition of Qul huwallahu ahad. So therefore, to incorporate both the riwayats, what we should be reading is Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. So let's translate the second riwayat. Another narration has it that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam retired to his bed every night, he would put his palms together, blow into them, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He would then wipe his hands over as much of his body as he could. This is telling us, as much as the body that you could reach. In other words, the person now doesn't need to start picking up his leg or going right down, wherever he can reach by sitting in that position. But this hadith also is showing us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin with his head and his face. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do his front of the body. So first the head, then the face, then he would rub his hand over the front of his body to the extent that he could reach. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this 3 times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin with his head after reading, first blowing, then reading, and then head, face, front of his body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this 3 times. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif and Ibn Majah. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful our deen is. Even how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, how he blew, how he started with rubbing his body, that he would start first with the head, face, front of the body, etc. Then this was also recorded and is also shown to us today. Look what detail Sahaba would take, and then the Muhaddithin would take to preserve the Mubarak actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll never find this in any other deen. Such precision, such detail taken to record it. One of the things was the extreme love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, those people that came after that had love for them and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they took the effort to preserve it and to protect it. And that's how it came down to us. Unfortunately, in this time and age, because of social media and because of all the access that a person has got on the internet, etc., now that care is not there any longer. So long as we can find something to watch, something to listen to, person doesn't know who it is, whether it's right, whether it's wrong. Person is just speaking, or the person is just listening to these things and is getting carried away. But look at the care that they would take to preserve, to look after, mention where it is, who is the narrator, what has been said, what is the difference in the narrations. All that has been taken, and all that has taken detailed time and effort and energy to preserve. And the reason for that is to try and preserve our deen in its original form. And that is what we should be striving for, is to practice deen and Islam in its original form, not in any diluted form, in any weak form, in the original form. This is the style of deen, this is the style of Islam. And in this lies the beauty of deen and the beauty of Islam. And this lies the beauty of a person. A person adheres to original Islam. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with. Ma jaa bihi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought is what we want to practice upon. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.